E-readers like the Kindle, the iPad, and the Nook are changing the publishing industry. Now the collected works of Shakespeare, the Oxford American Dictionary, today's Washington Post, and several Curious George volumes can all fit into your purse or briefcase for a flight. And while fewer trees may be cut as physical books turn into digital ones, the effect of e-books on the environment might not be as beneficial as you might imagine. Christina Thomas, our energy correspondent, has this report.
E-readers are everywhere. People can read a book on just about every electronic device out there. Someone looking at their phone isn't necessarily texting or playing a game. They could be reading Mark Twain or the New York Times. As the popularity of e-books increases, so does the desire of local libraries and booksellers to remain current. Lisa Sharp, owner of Nightbird Books in Fayetteville, began offering e-books to her customers in March of this year. She says that it was in an effort to keep her customers buying locally.
I know a lot of my regular customers now own e-readers. They're still buying books here, but they're buying less books here because, you know, there's only so many you can read in a week or a day or whatever. And I just wanted to give them the opportunity to still buy their books locally if they wanted to.
Lisa says that the large publishers have an agency model in place that sets one sales price for all ebook retailers.
The publisher sets the price for the ebook. So if you buy it from Amazon, you buy it from me, you buy it from Barnes & Noble, anybody, you're going to pay the same price from the major publishers.
In a recent article on the Sierra Club Green Home website, Director of Sustainability Jennifer Schwab debated the greenness of the e-reader versus an old-fashioned book. Jennifer measured the kilograms of carbon emissions used in the production of both options to assess their impact on the environment. According to her, manufacturing a book generates about 10% of the carbon dioxide that it does to create a Kindle. Based on those measurements, she determined the number of books someone must read in a year in order to make an e-reader the environmental choice.
The magic number that we figured out was between 40 and 50 over the course of a year, which is more than the average bear, to say the least.
When faced with the choice of purchasing a paper book or an electronic reader, Jennifer says to think about the waste from these items. Electronics are difficult to dispose of, while a book, if it doesn't last forever, can easily be recycled.
The waste often from electronics, it's not easily disposed of. You don't have that issue when you're dealing with books. Books are nice because you can use them forever, and that's why libraries exist. I mean, there's nothing like walking into a used bookstore and finding a book from the 19th century that, you know, you still can page through. And
the rate at which technology is developed, coupled with the resources used to produce it, is also of great concern.
They go sort of extinct after a couple years, and you move on to the next version. You're using a lot of resources to transition over to a new iPad that you may not think about if you're just concerned about having the latest technology. That becomes very, the implications of that are very dangerous and long-term for the planet.
When making the switch to a new e-reader, the best way to get rid of your old one is by recycling it. Many retailers and companies offer electronics recycling and use the old ones to make new ones or pass them along to other people. But Jennifer says the most sustainable way to read is with a library card.
Oh, I agree.
That's Judy Casey, director of the Rogers Public Library.
I think people are all... There's going to be a group of people for many, many years to come that like to hold the book. But for most of us, I know even at my house, we do own some books. But how do you store them? How do you get rid of them? Here at the library, they circulate multiple times. And then when we get ready, if they're not absolutely falling apart, we send them over to our friendly bookstore where someone else has them. And profits come back to operate the library. So I would agree at this point in time. I still think that any aspect of using a library is the greenest aspect.
But as using an e-reader seems to be becoming more and more mainstream, the Rogers Library began offering e-book downloads to their patrons over 5 years ago. Judy says that in just over a year, cardholders in the area that are downloading ebooks have more than doubled. She says that the process of checking one out is quite simple, and since the book just disappears on the due date, fines are eliminated. Jennifer Schwab says that a green benefit to checking out ebooks from a library is the elimination of gas used to get there, though it does have a downside.
Well, you're not having to drive your car to the library, which helps. So that's nice because you're not using the fuel to get to the library. Now, we have a joke at Sierra Club that we say, jump on your bike and go to the library. But, you know, that's not an option for everybody. Walk to the library. I find that a library is sort of a soulful spot to just kind of curl up in a corner with a book in a quiet atmosphere. There's some intangible value to that that you can't get from just reading your e-book at home.
One thing that the bookseller, the librarian, and the environmentalist all agree on: reading. Whether it's on paper or a screen, just read. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
An e-book and e-reader class will be held at the Rogers Public Library Thursday, May 26th from 6:30 until 8 p.m. inside the Glotzbecker Conference Room. For information about the e-book program at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville, nightbirdbooks.com. Christina Thomas is our energy correspondent for Ozarks at Large, and support for her work is provided by Energy Corps.